man who once ran New York State's giant public pension fund has pleaded guilty to accepting nearly $1 million in bribes. Former state comptroller Alan Hevesy showed up in handcuffs in a Manhattan court yesterday, the seventh guilty plea in a corruption probe by the state's attorney general, Andrew Cuomo. Hevesy faces up to 4 years in prison. WNYC's Lisa Chow has been following the story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Sotirios.
So Hevesy stepped down as comptroller in 2006, and it's taken 3 years to get to this point of securing a guilty plea from the top manager of the state's pension fund. He was in charge of investing the assets of a fund that at the time was worth $150 billion to pay the pensions of more than a million retired government workers. How did Hevesy abuse his power?
Well, there are two separate issues here, actually. In 2006, he stepped down for a different felony charge. He was charged for basically using state workers to drive his ailing wife. That was in 2006. Now, this is a much more serious charge, I think, because it's about using the pension fund, essentially what Andrew Cuomo says, as a piggy bank to accept bribes for people who want to do business with the fund. He accepted nearly a million in campaign contributions and in gifts.
And what kind of gifts are we talking about here?
We're talking about expense-paid trips to Italy, 5 trips to Israel, many, many trips to California when he was actually trying to raise money for his campaign. And that includes first-class airfare, luxury hotel suites. You know, he had a car and a driver, a helicopter tour, and actually security detail for some of these trips.
Wow. And over the last year and a half, you know, there's been a series of guilty pleas by people who worked with or supported Hevesy. Do we know what break brought Hevesy's guilty plea?
Yeah, I mean, there's been seven guilty pleas, right? His being the last. And there was a guilty plea by a money manager who gave these gifts to Hevesy. Elliot Broidy, he pleaded guilty back in December. And I think that was what really cracked the case, because he basically said he gave these trips to Hevesy.
So is this just a story about public workers in New York State, or are there, you know, broader implications to this?
I think there are broader implications, because we're talking about a massive pool of money. I mean, the New York State Pension Fund is the third largest public pension fund in the country. And you have elected officials who don't make much money essentially making money managers on Wall Street rich by giving them, you know, $200 million allocations for them to manage. And those managers make their money on how much they're managing. So they get like a 1-2% cut of all of the money they manage. So it really, they're competing fiercely for this money. And I think it kind of says broadly about these relationships are quite complicated.
You know, now that, you know, the current state comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli, who was appointed to replace Hevesy, is now campaigning as a reformer of the office. Have any safeguards been put in place to prevent, you know, future kickbacks like this?
Well, one thing that Tom DiNapoli did when he came into office, he banned placement agents. And those are the middlemen between the pension funds and the money managers. They essentially market the money manager to the pension fund. And part of the reason he banned them is because, you know, it's complicated, but essentially people were using that middle gray area to funnel the kickbacks. So I think, you know, that's one thing he's done. He's done a lot more disclosures. But I think the thing that Cuomo is really lobbying for is the actual radical change of the structure of the pension fund. Instead of being managed by one man, the state controller, Cuomo believes it should be managed by a board, a 13-member board, which is something that DiNapoli has not really, you know, jumped onto that idea.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Lisa Chow.